just sing one more song, and then we'll ask Sister Lydia and her dad to come and sing. We'll sing Reach Out and Touch the Lord.
Touch the Lord and He goes by. You will find He's come to visit, to give your heart a crown. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's come to visit, to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Have wisdom, you know, in our life. Ďalší verš, ktorý som už spomínal, je Žalm 119.
Another one is Psalm 119.
92.
Psalm 119 and verse 92.
Keby tvoj zákon nebol môj rozkošou,
unless thy law had been my delights,
už by som bol dávno zahynul vo svojom trápení.
Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have purchased my own affliction.
Moji drahí, Božie slovo, Boží zákon nám má byť rozkošou.
The word of God is good when it's our delight.
Niečo viac, ako poznajú ľudia tohto sveta.
Something more than just knowledge. Something more than
rozkoš je rozkoš.
It must be our delight.
Rozkoš je viac ako radosť.
Delight is more than a joy.
No, teraz budeme spievať.
We want to sing this song.
Moje radosti.
And it's like hymn from their youth. My dad and my mom, they like singing this song. And it says that, you know, it says about the Lord Jesus Christ, how he is the light, and how he light everywhere, and also the there are the clouds around, but nothing can take away that light. And even when the sun would fade away, or the stars would fade, this light in heaven will always be there, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says that he also carries our burdens, and he also leads us, and until we meet him. And he also leads us during the, if necessary, through death. And this is our Lord Jesus Christ, and he knows how to safely lead us to the end. And he will be with me forever. I don't have to be afraid. And they were singing this for our wedding as
Jesus Christ.
so soon. We are here to praise Him.
Today, I think we let the word of God have precedence. Thank you. Yeah. I'm almost about to explode.
And yesterday we had to go to Carlo, so I didn't have time. Even when we were bringing the bread in Carlo, we could laugh, you know, we could smile, we could talk, but there was a pressure here. Because I didn't know what to say today. So in the evening, I was telling my wife, I said, I'll just find an excuse and then I'll I don't feel well, so you can decide. But when I came back, it was very hard. I listened sermon after sermon, nothing. So, but God is good.
Hallelujah.
Yes, provided. Amen. So, the last part of our topic, the way to adoption. We've seen the first two parts, how the Lord spent the last week of his life looking after the Father's business, and how he got arrested, killed, and even after his death, we went looking after the Father's business.
Amen.
So today we're going to see the third part and be with you.
Mm.
So it's a great day today, as the prophet says, the sun has risen today. The Lord himself has come out of the tomb to shine over us and to give us a new life, to bring us along with him to resurrection. And that sun that has shone today, Abraham says, the light was the first creation. The first thing when God started bringing life on earth, life couldn't come on earth if there was no light.
That's right.
So the first thing that had to come was light.
Mm.
So God said, let there be light.
Mm-hmm.
And there was light.
Mm-hmm.
From the spoken word, the light came off.
Right.
And that light, the prophet says, it's because there were God's seed lying under the ground.
Mm.
For years, for millions of years, they were lying under the rulership of darkness.
Mm.
And they couldn't come up to life until the sun has shone upon them.
Right.
So when God said, let there be light, there was light. But notice something in Genesis 1. When God said, let there be light, and afterwards, God said, I need to separate light from darkness. Because when light came, darkness was still there. And he wanted to keep his rulership over God's seed. But God, if God brought light, it was not for the darkness to carry on doing its business.
Mm-hmm.
It was for the light to shine upon the saints.
Right.
So, darkness said, okay. Because he listened to what God said. When God said, let there be light, he came to listen. And he saw light coming. But when light came, instead of him leaving the place to light, he stayed there. He said, okay, brother light and sister darkness, let's stay together. So, I'll keep doing my job, and you'll keep doing your job. But brother, you have been there for millions of years. This seed has not come up to life. I'm here to produce life now. You have to go. God said, it's not good for light to be together with darkness.
That's right.
Amen. I will separate them.
Amen.
God came and separated light from darkness.
Amen.
You can't stay together. It's time now for light to shine up on the seeds. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So God said, for this seed to come up to life, light, the powerful light of the spoken word might shine upon them.
Amen.
So in the resurrection morning, the light of righteousness, the Son of God himself, because there were seeds that were lying upon under the ground, they had to be manifested. But darkness wanted to stay along with the sun to avoid, to prevent those seeds to come up to life. So they started spreading news. No, his disciple has stolen his body to prevent the light from shining. But you can't keep light from shining. It will burn you. He's the Son of Righteousness. Amen. So on that morning, the devil wanted his darkness to keep those seeds that were lying under the ground, waiting for the sun to come up,
He wanted to dismiss the effect of the light. But the light proved to be the same light that shone in the beginning, and it proved itself that it was still alive. Amen. And today we are promised a light again. He said, in the evening time there will be light. And the devil wanted to produce the same thing he did in the beginning. Zacharias 14:7 says, it will be a day where darkness and light will be together. It brings us back to that condition that the world was in Genesis, where darkness wanted to rule over us. But the sun has come. The sun has shone, and he wants to bring the children of God to full maturity. But darkness wants still to be there. But in Malachi 4, God said, for you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise. So the Son will come and cast away darkness. Amen. So we are very glad that we are here. So, we saw yesterday, or before yesterday, that Jesus, after his death, he went into the regions of the lost. We asked you to make that journey with me. We went. I came out. I don't know if you're still there. If some are still there, he has risen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to rise with you. Amen. So you went there, and you had still a job to do, because the devil has still the key of hell, death and hell. So he had to take that key, and we saw he went to the region of the lost. He didn't go there to deliver the lost, because they were lost. He just went to testify to them. But there was another group we didn't mention, of the saints, the faithful one, that was there in the Old Testament. What should happen to them? Because he didn't go just to visit the dead, the lost. He went also to give a reward to the saints of the Old Testament.
Right.
So today we are going to see what happened to them. And we try to be very short. The Entombment, preached in 1957, 20th of April. Here it starts up. It's getting Easter. It's now when it's down there. It's getting Easter. Time is passing fast. But there is another group. Where is Job? Where is Abraham? Where are they at? Where is those fellows that trusted God's word? Has he forgotten them? Did death annihilate them? Was that all of it? Never. God has to keep his word.
Amen.
I can see him. Let's take a little peep into paradise. For those who are still there yesterday, we are leaving now. We are going to paradise now. Okay? And look over there. And I see Sarah and Abraham walking around there. And after a while, something on the door. Abraham goes and opens the door and says, honey, come here. Look here. Look here. That's the very same one that stood with me under the oak tree that day. Amen.
Amen.
So he's going now to the paradise. So the saints now, all the saints of the Old Testament, they were there. Every time they pass away, they go. So it was a great fellowship of all the saints of the Old Testament. They were there waiting, because everyone in his age, he had had a revelation of what the Messiah will be. Abraham could say, I saw him as a Melchizedek. So they could have a great fellowship meeting, everyone giving his testimony. Brother Adam, you tell us, how did he reveal to you himself to you in your age? Say, oh me! He was talking to me face to face. You know, before that thing happened, he was coming every evening, he was visiting me, he was this, he was that. Adam, tell us, how was it to put your hand in lion's mouth? Oh, you see, it was not as you found it. For me, I could give them orders. Okay, now you but Abraham, tell us. He could give his testimony.
Amen.
Job, you tell us. give his testimony. Every road in his own time. So they were there and in expectation, waiting people that would come from believing. Every time one guy was coming, brother, you are coming from there. Yeah, yeah, tell us. What about the Messiah? Oh no. Daniel would come and say, I've seen him as a stone that was coming out of the mountain with no head. Okay, so, but Jacob told us that he was an angel that he struggled with. So, testimonies. It was a time when Malachi came. Brother Malachi, you are coming from earth? Yes. Tell us. What good news? Because we are here expecting for our reward. We shouldn't be kept here. We have to go up there.
That's right.
Brother Malachi, tell us. Say, no, I've just prophesied about him. No. I've said that, a forerunner will come. But I don't think it will take a long time anymore. Because from the way I saw the vision, I think it's drawing to its fulfillment. So they were expecting. Every time someone would knock at the door, who is that? Oh, it's Simeon. Oh, how does Simeon come? Tell us. Say, no, I've seen him. You know, Simeon could say, God told me that I wouldn't come here without seeing him. But I can testify that I've seen him as a baby.
Amen.
I prayed for him. Everybody was in astonished, you know. Is it true? He said, I've seen him.
Amen.
He's still a baby. Yes, he's still a baby. While Brother Simeon was still giving his testimony, Sister Anna come. Sister, you're coming from there. Yes, tell us. I said, yeah, so when Brother Simeon was praying for him, he's still a baby, but he's there. Amen. We have a confirmation that it's him. There's no mistake. Amen. So they started rejoicing. The mood changed because they were expecting. But now they knew that the promise had been fulfilled for the living. So from there, they knew somewhere, because they've lived in that expectation. That's why they asked to be buried in Palestine. Because they knew when he would come, he would shout and resurrection will happen only for those buried in Palestine. There's another knock at the door. Who is that? What's your name? My name is John the Baptist. Ah, John the Baptist, yes. Tell us. Say, no, it's my cousin, actually. I was playing with him in the mud.
Amen.
You know, we were very good friends until I had to leave and go to live in the desert. Say, what? Yes, because I was the forerunner. I think Brother Malachi told you that he spoke about a forerunner. I was that for him. I saw him. I even baptized him. So the expectation was growing.
Right.
What they've been living for, what they spent all their life for, was coming to fulfillment. So it was a time of blessing there. They knew any time he could break and they would see him.
Hallelujah.
While expecting that, there was another knock. What's your name? My name is Lazarus, the poor guy. You? What are you doing here? We didn't hear about you. No, you know, I was living on the same street with him. Every time he was passing by, he saw me begging for the rich man to give me something to eat. I think he must even be preaching about me now. Amen.
Amen.
Another knock. What's your name? Lazarus. There's another Lazarus here. No. Me, you are sleeping in my bed. Amen. Every time you could come to Bethany, I was sharing my room with him. So for now, as I speak, I felt sick. He was supposed to come, but he didn't come. I don't know why. But I know he must be speaking with my sisters now, because he never spent long time with us coming to visit us. So while they were speaking, Lazarus just said, I'm feeling a very strange feeling here. There's something wrong here. I said, what? I don't know. I have a strange feeling now. In the meantime, up there, the Lord was speaking to his sister.
Amen.
What happened? Oh, Lord, if you have been here, my brother could have died. Said, really? But I bring him back to resurrection. He said, yes! Because they were expecting that end time resurrection. He said, no, I am the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
So while they were mourning, while the rest of the world was sitting with them in the house, trying to mourn Lazarus, Jesus came secretly and sent someone to go and call for Martha. Jesus didn't come in the town, didn't come in Bethany, if you read your Bible. He stayed outside the town and he sent to call for Martha. These things are not taught publicly.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The faith of the rapture, the faith of the resurrection of the dead, they are not public demonstrations. They are preached somewhere where the world is not seeing. So Martha went, she saw the Lord started to speak to him. Because the Lord knew, for me to bring that man back to life, I have the power to do it, but I want to associate them.
Hallelujah.
Martha and the living has to play a role in the resurrection of Lazarus.
Amen.
He started giving them the faith of the resurrection. Preaching them, teaching them how you could bring dead bodies back to life. He preached so much that Martha had such a faith that she didn't want to keep it for herself. She sends to call for her sister. Mary comes. And that faith that was boiling in her, she transmitted it to his sister. And there was such an excitement, there was such a power in them that nothing could stop them anymore. They ran back to the tomb and they could help. Because the Lord told them, take away the stone. The Lord didn't take away the stone. It's Martha and Mary and the living that took away the stone. It's you and me that will help to bring the dead, the sleeping saints, back to life.
Amen.
That's why we are talking about adoption. Amen. We have a very strong responsibility, a high responsibility.
Amen.
If we play around, we are accountable for many things that God is expecting from us.
That's right.
So they went, they rolled away the stone. In the meantime, on the other side, Lazarus will say, "What happened? They say, but we are living here for years, man. We are okay." He said, no, I have a strange feeling. I feel like going back. They said, but since we came here, nobody has ever come back. I'll go back then. There's no way back. He said, no, I can see the way. Why is it? No, I can see an escape. They're calling me back. So strangely, they saw Lazarus going back. And this man who came, he said, no, I can feel a call out. Lazarus went back. Jesus standing before, on front of his door. Lazarus, come out. Lazarus came out. He told them, loosen him. The living has still a role to play.
Hallelujah.
Even after the resurrection of the dead, because he has to be set free to fly. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So they loosened him. He was free. Could you give me John 12, 1, please? Okay, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which has been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Amen. So after the resurrection, Jesus is sitting at the table, eating, having been served for a supper, where the dead, the living, and the Jesus himself, the Lord, sitting, eating with them at the wedding supper. Amen.
Amen.
Showing that after the resurrection of the dead, we'll go as the living, and the dead will be brought to resurrection, and the Lord will sit at the table and eat with him.
Amen.
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 So, it was a a very good scene going on there. The Lord Jesus, he came, he told Abraham, he is Abraham's God. Just then, I can see Daniel, that's in the paradise, look over his shoulder and say, that's the rock that was hewed on the mountain, just as certain as I'm standing here. Now, I can hear Abraham say, Lord, when we get up in our body again, Sarah and I just loved it so well. Do you mind if we make a little whistle stop out there on your road? Well, I can hear the Lord say, why not? I don't mind. I'm going to stay with my disciple for about 40 days. Look around and see how everything looks. Amen. Amen. So, this is our topic. After his resurrection, he brings them up. He raised them from death. But he said, the job was done. He has completed the job. What he was sent for. Shedding the blood, going there, taking the keys, bringing the saints back to life, raising them up. Everything was done. But he was so concerned about the job he came to do. Father's business again. Why? He has just to raise up, bring them and go and inherit for the throne. But he said, I'll stay 40 days again on earth to do again the job. Because he knew he has done something. He has paid the price. But he couldn't reign himself. He had to reign king and queen. Amen. He had to make sure that his queen will get to the same level of preparation as well. So he had to make sure that he's given the right instructions. He has given all the resources his queen needed for her to get ready to join him and share the glory with him. Amen. So that's why he had to spend 40 more days preparing them for them to carry on, to get themselves ready to join him. Amen.
Amen.
So once it was done, was brought back to life, was risen, the saints would go, as we see. Abraham wanted to see again, you know, what his city has become. Sarah could go there, they could go. But one of them says, I cannot wait. Caiaphas, standing there, because when they were risen, the Bible says, they were seen in the town. Before they were raptured, they were seen in the town. They could see the saints. Caiaphas standing there saying, you know what? There was something happened the other day. Just look at this mess in this temple. We are going to have to get someone to sew the curtain now. Look at those sacrifices boxes turned over. What happened? Was that guy an astrologer? Was he a witch? Or what happened? Say, come here, Josephus. What is that young couple standing there? Abraham said, Sarah, we are recognized. We better get out. Amen. So they were there wandering around the town, seeing the places where they used to go in the new bodies. It's a reality. It's not a dream. It's not a myth. There'll be a body change.
Hallelujah.
As true as we are sitting here, this body will be clothed with immortality.
Amen.
God has proven it to us in many ways. Have you ever wondered yourself? You go to bed in the night, you sleep, you are there, your body is there sleeping. But in a certain way, you can see yourself wearing a nice clothes, red or blue, with such a brand of shoes, walking the streets of the place you grew up, seeing people, meeting someone, eating food, and when you wake up in the morning, you say, I was eating some nice rice. You couldn't even feel that the rice was nice. When you get hurt, you can feel that, oh, I started crying. So, your body is lying there. Mm. Which body are you? What is that body that you can see yourself in again? Mm. It's a reality that when this body is gone, there's another one waiting for us.
Amen. Amen.
You can in your dream see yourself in a body. When they hit you, you feel a pain. When you get cut, you see blood coming out. Amen. Mm. Have you ever seen it? Amen. So what is that body? If that is a reality, in this life you can see yourself lying there, people can see you in the bed, but yourself you can see, and you can still remember that I saw this and that, and 10 years later, you can still tell that the same thing you saw in that body. So what is it about the real one that the Lord is going to prepare for us?
Amen.
It's a reality. Amen.
That's right.
The saints were there, walking the streets of Jerusalem in their new bodies. Amen. So, the prophet says, he has to go, but he had to prepare his bride. Because he knew, I was very happy yesterday, Brother Wilmo, it gave me some inspiration when he was exhorting at Sister Pauline's house in Carlos. The disciples were discouraged. You know, the master, the man in whom all their confidence was, he's just been killed. Even though he said, you know, come back to life, he was raised up again. But there was a strong discouragement among them. Those two that were going to Emmaus, they just said, okay, he's dead. So what's the point? Let's go back to our own business. Peter, let me go back to my fisherman boat. Everybody was discouraged. So he knew there was still a job to be done.
Amen.
For him, the task was complete. But he couldn't reign without his bride. Mm. So the business of the father is still to be looked after. Mm. Even though he has been adopted, even though he has been given his full, his crown was waiting for him in heaven, but he was not in a hurry to go and take it. When you reach your adoption, when God brings you to that position of authority, it doesn't mean the job is finished. It just means that you have more responsibilities now.
That's right.
You are more responsible about the father's business than you were before. That's why, you know, in the company I was working before, the normal guys, the normal workers, when they do extra time, they get paid. Before, they are just normal guys. But the managers, the executives, you can work 24 hours extra time, you won't get paid. Because you are supposed to be in the leading team. You are supposed to do extra hour without expecting being paid. Adoption is a position where they are expecting more for you. They know you have reached maturity and you can do some more sacrifices than others.
Amen. Amen.
So when you reach to that position where you are adopted, we are meant to look after those who are still on their way to adoption. More is expected from you. Amen. So the Lord proved this. He could go. The crown was waiting. He was dead already. He paid the price, everything. All the requirements for him to take the throne was there. But the Lord said, no. I'll stay 40 more days. And within those 40 days, it was strong teachings about how to carry on the job. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. He didn't say that before. He thought about the Holy Spirit, but now he even, you know, blowed upon them for them to receive the Holy Spirit. Now he could show them, go all over the world. Before he just said, no, only to the lost tribes of Israel. But now the responsibility, there was still more to go. I have my seeds scattered all over the world.
Amen.
So he wanted to give them instructions on how to do the job. There was still a lot to do. He stayed there for the 40 days, teaching them deep things of the doctrine, deep things about how to do the job, and it was time to go. One can think, excuse me, but one can think, now it's finished, it's time for him to go and rest. He said, as the title says, I will be with you. He doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop there when he has paid the price, when he has done this, he has done that. I will be with you. Amen. He doesn't stop looking after the Father's business. Mm. You can't stop saying, okay, I was very happy seeing Sister Lydia's dad, you know, singing. I was almost in tears. Because I can see from very young age, he's in the Lord, and till this age has been faithful in the Lord. You know, I pray the Lord that he should give me the same favor, the same grace.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Father's business, it's something that you can't say, no, I've done so far, now it's time for me to rest. I will be with you to the end of the earth.
Amen.
It's something we have to do. It's a job we have to carry on as long as we are alive. Amen.
That's right.
It's something, it's a responsibility that we have. The Lord has placed it in us. So you can't say, no, that's okay. The saints of the Old Testament, after serving the Lord, after doing all the requirements that was asked for them that time, giving such sacrifices, giving this, getting circumcised, and it was not enough. At the day of their death, they wanted to make sure that they are buried in Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they've met all the requirements. Naturally, they were Jews, the people of God. Naturally, they were born in families where they could be circumcised. So they kept all the requirements. They were prophets, they were elders, they were whatever title they had in the Old Testament. But they wanted to make sure that they are buried in Palestine. Because after all those sacrifices, if he got buried, I don't know, in Syria or in Egypt, resurrection didn't happen there. The saints that came out, they were only those who were buried in Palestine. So your adoption had to work it all over your life and make sure that you are dead in Christ.
Amen.
You can't rely on past experience.
Mm.
We can't rely on what we did yesterday. We can't rely on, you know, my dad was a preacher. My mom was a singer in church. You know, all those things are good, but as long as you are not dead in Christ. Paul says, it's the end that matters.
All right.
You may have been good all your life, but you may lose your crown because you didn't keep your position. When God brings you to that position of adoption, it's a level of full responsibility. And you have to keep the good job until the final reward. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we are still going. We are still in the region of, in the paradise. And down through the skies, Jesus and the Old Testament saints went. They passed the moon. They passed the sun. They passed the stars. And when they got inside of the great, beautiful white heavens, the Old Testament saints screamed out, quoting scripture, "Lift up, ye everlasting gates, and be lifted up. Lift up, ye everlasting gates, and let the King of glory come in." Amen.
Amen.
All the angels gathered up on the top of the banisters of heaven and said, "Who is the King of glory?" The Old Testament said, "The Lord of hosts, mighty in battle, he was a conqueror." The angel pressed the big button and the pearly gates swung open. Right down through the city of Jerusalem come the great, mighty conqueror, bringing the Old Testament saints, the angelic band is playing and the angels are shouting. He was the mighty conqueror. He had the keys of death and hell hanging on his side, going right down. Amen. So he went there, his heaven opened, he was given his throne, he sat on his throne, but he said, the job is not completed yet. I am adopted. I have full glory, honor. I've been, you know, raised above all heavens. And every knee shall bow in my head, on my name. But I still have a bride there. I still have a bride on earth. And that bride, she must be prepared. So, we see him in Revelation 1, standing in the middle of the seven candles, with seven stars in his hand. It was time now, as an adopted child, to start now giving orders. Amen. As an adopted child, he's now ruling over his father's business. Now he's giving orders to all the managers. You, Paul, go from such year to such year. You'll be the apostle. You'll be the angel of the age of Ephesus. Amen. Irenaeus, you go. You'll be the angel of such age. Wesley, you'll go from such period to such period. So he was there now, managing his father's business from the position of authority. Before, he was doing it as a lamb because he had to prove a character to be given that authority. But now, he has proved everything. He's standing now as a supreme judge with his white wig on his head and holding the seven stars and watching over his bride. Amen. Now a bride has a responsibility. He has provided everything. He has given all the resources. What is your responsibility as the bride? We are going to close with this. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife has made herself ready. Amen. And made herself. Amen. That's your responsibility. That's my responsibility. He has provided for everything. He's risen from the dead. He's, the tomb is being... Sorry. I'm speaking French now. The tomb is void. As Brother Maxwell was saying this morning, he has provided all the resources for us. It's now up to you and me to use these resources to make ourselves ready. Because there is only up to a certain level that the pastor will lead you. It's only up to a certain level that the Lord will lead you. Remember Lot's wife. The angel had to call them up to a certain point and say, from now on, it's your responsibility to go. Amen. His bride has made herself ready. You have to make yourself ready now. Everyone has to work now, hardly, strongly to his salvation.
Amen.
Because you have obtained everything you need to be prepared. So if you are not prepared now, because all the mysteries of God have been revealed to us in this age, for us to eat the bread, for us to eat the word so that the word will become flesh in us. Amen. If you are not prepared, if you don't put serious in your preparation, you have only yourself to blame. You remember that story we read the last time, that boy and the judge. Let's keep it in mind. As a child, a young car also a runaway wagon going towards a cliff. He went back quickly and, you know, rescued the wagon from going into the cliff. He saved a little baby inside. Many years later, that young cowboy had become a judge and was sitting in the courtroom, and the young man was standing there. So the judge said, for what you have done, you have killed, you have gambled, you have done this, you'll be hanged. You are sentenced to death, you'll be hanged. The boy said, oh my judge, he ran and kneeled down at his feet. He said, dear judge, do you remember my face? He said, no, I don't know you. You remember that boy you rescued from death that day, from the runaway wagon.
Amen.
Said, yes, I remember. He said, George, you saved me that day. Save me again today. He said, that day I was your savior. Today I am your judge. Amen. Let's now rejoice.
Amen.
Give him glory.
Amen.
Give him honor.
Amen.
For the marriage of the Lamb has come.
Hallelujah.
And his wife has made herself ready. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah.
Why the days when Thank you.
Let's pray.
Hallelujah, you are answering God. Lord, and there be beginning of the week, Lord, how we so much desire for you to be with us. And Lord, we are sincere in our hearts, Lord. And Father, you are faithful, Lord, to your word that where you are invited, you always go there, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for being with us, Lord. Father God, not only now, Lord, but throughout our lives, O God.
Amen.
Father, it's a time like this, Lord, that we reflect. Father, it's a time like this when we remember Calvary, Lord.
Amen.
Father, when we remember the price that was paid, Lord, for our salvation. Lord God, that when the enemy thought he had us, Lord, Father, and he afflicted us, Lord, out there in the world. But, oh God, are we thankful for the sun to shine upon us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to breathe life into our souls, Lord. To take us, Lord, from darkness unto life, oh God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we appreciate it, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we couldn't have the correct words to speak, to express, Lord, how much we appreciate it. But, Lord, the expression was in the preaching of your word, your own word. Father, we appreciate you, Lord, and we love you with all our hearts. Lord, we love you, Father God, for the price that you paid.
Amen.
Lord God, without it, Lord, where would we be, Lord?
Mm.
Father, we so much, Lord, even now, Father God, each day that goes by, we know it's a day closer to your coming.
Amen.
Lord, it's a day closer, Lord, to you calling, Lord, unto us.
Yes.
So, Father, even, Lord, as was shown in the word, you are with us, Lord. But also, Lord, to whom much is given, much is expected.
Amen.
So, Lord, during this time of consecration, Lord, we want to consider our ways.
Mm-hmm.
That, Father God, where we fell short,
yes,
Lord, we want to do better.
Amen.
And we know, Lord, that the strength is not in ourselves. Because you said it in your word, and your word can never fail.
Amen.
That as many as you call to be sons of God, you gave power, O God.
Yes.
So give power, Lord. Meet the need of every brother, every sister upon this day.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, you know what's in the hearts of your people. Some are seeking salvation, Lord. Please, Lord, we know that you've already given it to them, Lord.
Amen.
Some, Lord God, are seeking healing. Awaken, Lord God, their understanding so they may receive it. Father God, some are seeking promotion at work, whatever it would be, O God. Father, all our needs are met in thee. So Lord, we pray, Father. We've come before thee with an earnest heart. Father God, you've seen our worship to you, Lord, that we've kept nothing back, O God. So Lord, we pray that you'll give to each and every brother and sister, Lord, that which they have need of in their heart.
Amen.
Please, Lord, as a confirmation of your word that was preached today, that you are not a myth, but you are real and that you are an answering God.
Amen.
Lord, that your children, some have given testimony of how you healed them. Lord, testimony of undertaking in college exams. Different things, Lord. Father, Lord God, you're God of testimony.
Amen.
We desire more so that our faith can increase, Lord.
Amen.
And we're trusting that you'll give it to us, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, even as we enter into this new week that we don't know what lays ahead. But Lord, how thankful we are that we know you, the one who holds the week. And we commit our souls to you, Lord.
Amen.
Be with us in the week that lays ahead. Father God, at this time, we want to think of our pastor and the saints that have traveled to Switzerland. We trust, O Lord, that the same blessing that was here was upon them.
Amen.
Father, that they too will come back with testimony and giving praise to your holy name, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we want to ask you, Lord, as well, that even as we go to our different homes and locations, some have traveled from far, from Galway, from Carlo, different places. We ask, Lord, that you give us each one traveling mercies, Lord.
Amen.
Father, when you think of Maria who was with us the last 2 weeks, Lord, we trust that she was blessed to be amongst your children. And we ask you to give her traveling mercies today as she travels back to Germany. Lord, be merciful to us, Lord. Father, once again, we thank you. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for the preaching of your word. We thank you for all things, Lord. May your holy name be exalted and glorified as we give praise to you, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we dismiss, let the song lead us. Let's go rejoicing and keep the victory for the rest of our lives. Amen.
Of man is a dreaming. tribute were manifested to his pride in this last day. He had formed the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled.